Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Gimel of Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include the Machlokes regarding Ein Behen Kedei Lezeh or Kedei Lezeh. If two people are partners in one property, and as the Mishnah in the previous Daf rules, one partner cannot compel the other to divide it because each share would be too small to retain its function and name, Rav Yehuda holds, Is Dina Degurei Agud. One partner can compel the other to dissolve the partnership by saying, either sell me your share or buy out my share. Rav Nachman holds less dina de gurei agud. One partner cannot compel the other to dissolve the partnership. All agree regarding the agud ikka gud leka. If the partnership cannot be dissolved both ways, one cannot compel the other to do so in one way. The machlek is regarding tul ata shir vani pachis. If one partner wants to dissolve the partnership and tells his partner, you take a bigger portion which will retain its function and name, and I will take the smaller portion, whether or not the other partner is obligated to do so. The machlek is regarding madbik adam tayre nevim uksuvim ke'echad, whether all the Sefer Tanakh may be combined into one scroll. The halachas that pertain to such a scroll, ben chumash l'chumash al tayre, arba shayatin, v'chim ben kol navi l'navi. A separation of four lines is required between each sefer of Chumash and between each sefer of Nevi'im. Over Navi Shalshneim Aser Gimel Shitin, a separation of three lines is required between each sefer of Trei Aser. Umisai Melmata Umaschel Melmala. But if one sefer ends on the bottom of the page, the next sefer begins immediately on the top of the next page with no separation.